So it was always there. I can't say at school that I had a great love of poetry. What I did love was the stories in poetry, so that I found that a poem was a certain way of telling a story. And I often used to get quite frustrated because it seemed to me that a poem simply had a snatch of a story in it, and then you were frustrated and you thought, well, I'd have liked to have known more about that. But it awoke for me an appreciation of words and of how they could be put together in a very small space of time to evoke a feeling, a mood, or an event. I particularly liked poems that told stories. I went away and our family came to Australia. We did a lot of other things. I really wanted to be an artist. I wanted to paint. That was my passion in life. And for many, many years, I attempted to do that. And in the end, simply decided that I just wasn't good enough, that I would never be good enough to satisfy myself in that area. So I began to look around for another creative outlet. And at round about that time, my family had moved to Wyndham. We were living just up the road from my mum and dad. It was a very pleasant arrangement to have my children close to their grandparents. So there was still a lot of that, the talk of poetry and writing with my parents.